to use for a thought and a subtitle. I got a reason to praise the Lord. A subtitle, the benefits of knowing him. Amen. The benefits of knowing him. Psalm 103. This begins and ends if you read it. Amen. You read this psalm, you'll find that it begins and it ends the same way. It is a psalm that is contents is enveloped in how we should start and finish every day of our lives. We should begin our day with praising God, and we should end our day with a praise unto God. Amen. Now, some of us, we begin our day fussing, acting up, going crazy. Amen. Talking about it's already going to be a bad day. And then we end the day on the phone fussing and talking about how bad the day was. Amen. I know I'm not the only one that's sometimes done that. But we should begin every day of our life with thanks unto God and end it with thanks and praise unto God. Amen. This psalm is a psalm of David. It is probably the greatest and grandest and most glorious poem of praise that David wrote. In it, we find David's zeal, that how it reached its zenith and how it reaches higher. His praise goes higher. His wisdom or his thoughts go deeper. His song becomes sweeter in this psalm because in its contents, he tells us the reasons. He tells us the right and the responsibility he has, and not only him, but we have to praise God. Amen. We have to know that I don't care what you do in life, you have to know that every day that you go on, you have a reason to praise him. But not only that, because of who you are and what he's done for you, you have a right to praise him. And because he's just God, you have a responsibility to praise him because of what he's done, how he's blessed us, how he put us in the earth, and he created us. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Amen. So when we begin to look at this psalm, we see what he says. David says, and I'm going to get right into it. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. David shows here, he says, now I want everything. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his what? Holy name. We got to understand something. David says, let me show you how passionate we ought to be about praise. We should be so passionate, he said, that my soul, what is my soul? My mind, my will, my emotion. Remember that? I said so much you ought to know it. So if you engage your mind in praise, then your will is to praise and your emotions come to a place to where you will praise God. You know, some people say, I never got emotional at church. Well, then you have never engaged your soul. You have never engaged your soul. Because it's okay, and I understand that some people who are not spiritual, they sometime, when they're not spiritual, they can go to a ball game, and it's easy for them to get emotional because they can get angry, they can get happy, they can be cheerful and glad, and it's easy for a person who is not spiritual to still be emotional. But I find it impossible for a person who said they're spiritual and never ever show emotion, because the very spirit of man is affected by the spirit of God, which affects your soul. And so my emotions play a part in that. And so sometimes I will cry. Sometimes I will scream and laugh and holler or whatever. Sometimes I show my emotion about how good God is in my life. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. So my mind begins, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul begins to what? Cry out, hallelujah. My soul begins to celebrate. My soul, my mind, I start thinking about it. So when I think about it, then I start clapping my hands because that's my will. I will to praise him. I start to jump and shout. I start to move. I start to rock. I start to do something because God has been good to me. My soul begins to cry out. My emotions begin to take over, and I start to get excited about what God has done. And if you don't have anything that you can think about that God has done, you got to think about this. He woke you up this morning. Breathe without him. Amen. You can't live live, you can't move, you can't breathe without God. So you ought to be able to say, thank you, Lord. If you ever been sick, I know we had some sick folks in here, and you called on the Lord, guess what? You have a reason to make sure your soul gets engaged in praising God. He said, not only my soul, but all that is within me, all of my faculties, all the members of my body need to get on board, and we're going to praise the Lord. Amen. I know sometimes we don't feel like praising him, but that's why they call it a sacrifice of what? Praise. It's sometimes a sacrifice. It's not easy, but I got to try. I got to press my way. I got to push through. I know sometimes you don't feel like it, and with a headache, you got to lift your hands. Sometimes with a heartache, you still got to say, amen. I wish I had somebody. Yeah. Sometimes when things don't go your way, I'm trying to talk to some people who supposed to be up in here to praise God. Amen. We got to learn how to praise the Lord. Amen. Maybe I'll slow it down a bit. He said, with all that is within me, my whole heart. You see, I know when people have praise in their heart, because praise in your heart comes out to be praise on your lips. How do I know that? Because the Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. If you got some praise in your heart for the good things God has done, it will come up sometimes. It's going to come out your mouth. You're going to be saying, thank you, Lord. You're going to, oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Something going to happen. Something is going to come out of your mouth that proves that you got him on the inside. Amen. He says, bless his holy name. His name is set apart. The word holy means to be set apart. His name is set apart. Remember, the Bible said that he gave him a name above what? Every name. Amen. He has a name, and that name is a strong tower, and we can run to it and we'll be saved. That name, at that name, demons fear and tremble. Come on and say amen. The name of Jesus. He said that he'll lead us in the paths of righteousness for his what? We got to know that there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen now. So verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now he's still talking about his soul getting in this. Amen. And forget not all of his benefits. David is something. He is something. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. We have, at some point, we become forgetful. We become forgetful, and we forget the benefits of knowing God. We forget that it's a benefit in knowing who he is. We forget that there's a benefit, you know, because I don't have to suffer by myself because he's with me. Amen. I never go, David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't have to what, fear evil, because why? He is what? With me. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you even until the end of the world. And I know you feel alone, but you're never ever alone because he's with you. The Bible declares that the greater one is in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we ought to rejoice that the greater one is on the inside, because since he's on the inside, we are more than conquerors because he what? Loves us. Come on and say amen. Don't forget the benefits. What? Don't forget what he's done. Don't forget how it's benefit. You know how you got it. If you have a job and you got some benefits on your job, most people have a job, and I know some people who get to almost retirement age, and they say, I'm just, you know, here for the benefits. You know, they stay because of the benefits, the extra things that they get from being connected with that particular job. Do I have a witness? And so, you know, it's some things you get because you work hard for, but it's other things you get because you're connected. And all I'm trying to say today is that there are some things that you get because you have work to do it, but there are other things that you get because you're connected to Jesus. I wish I had somebody here that understood that if it was not for the Lord on your side, you wouldn't know where you would be. I wish I had some people in here that understood today that God is with you, and if it had not been for him, there are some things that would happen in your life that you couldn't do nothing about. And by the way, there are some things right now that's happening and you can't do a thing about it. But thanks be to God, because he loads you up with benefits that he makes a way for you somehow. Oh, I wish I had somebody in the house. Because you're connected to him, you're benefiting. And what am I benefiting? I'm benefiting the favor of God. I got the grace of the Lord on my side. I wish I had somebody in the house that understood what grace was. Grace in one scripture says that it is unmerited favor that you get that in the other scriptures. You know what grace means? Enabling power. In other words, he says he enables you to do some things that you didn't think you were able to do. So whenever you're dealing with me, I'm not your ordinary Joe. I'm somebody who can do exceedingly. I wish I had somebody in here. I'm somebody, the Bible said, can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's a benefit of knowing him. The benefit is that I can go boldly to the throne of grace and I can get mercy in a time of trouble. That's a benefit. There's a benefit that says that when the afflicted, when I'm afflicted, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all. There's a benefit that when weapons form up against me, I know I got some stuff coming against me, but the Bible said that no weapon formed against me shall, it didn't say it wouldn't come, so quit crying about it showing up and just know that it's not going to prosper. Tell somebody it won't work, it won't work, it won't work, because I got benefits. I ain't worried about it, because I got benefits. You know, when you got benefits, you ain't worried about it. I'll go over there to the clinic because I got benefits. I wish I had somebody. I ain't got to worry about how it's going to get paid. It's going to get paid. I got benefits. My debt has been paid in full. Yeah, I got benefits. Oh, I like that. Don't forget the nation that forget their God. When they forget their God, they shall turn to destruction. They will be destroyed. The people who forget their God, we can't forget our God. I know the young people now, they got the World Wide Web and they find all kind of stuff on there. All kind of religious stuff that, oh, well, why, you know, we need to be this kind of religion because black people this and all, you know, all of that. You know, but when you get to know Jesus, you ain't worried about all of that other stuff. When you really know him, you won't doubt him. Amen. The World Wide Web, that's what it is. It's a web. It's for you to get caught up in. Y'all don't hear me. And when you get caught up in it, you can't get yourself out of it. But that's okay. Jesus can bring you out of whatever you're entangled in. He can get you out of it. He says, and forget not all of his. Don't be a forgetful person. Because some, you know how it is, you help somebody and they act like you ain't did nothing for them. I've seen it. I've experienced. You help them out, and then when they see you, they turn. You say, "Oh, they up in high cotton now." You know. So, and don't forget. Don't do God like that, because the same God that blessed you, Job said, "The Lord give it, and the Lord take it." But can you bless him if he take it? I ain't asked you to answer that, but think about it. Don't forget all his benefits. And David goes into, he goes into some benefits. He goes into some things. Look, he says he forgives. He forgives. In other words, he allow us to be redeemed. He allows us, he forgives us. Amen. He says, he who forgiveth all thine iniquities, all the stuff that you got hidden that don't nobody know about. The stuff you ain't never bring to the altar and say, "Lord, I did it." He still forgives you. He still looks over that. He still blesses you in spite. I know some. It got some holy people in here trying to pretend like they ain't never did nothing. They trying to pretend like they ain't never had something. I wish I had a few people in the house that said, "I got some stuff I ain't told nobody but God. And since I ain't told nobody but God, it's all right because he forgives my iniquity. I got some stuff under the skin that nobody ever seen. I struggle with some things under the skin that nobody have a clue about, but oh, but God, he forgive it all. The blood of Jesus wipes and washes it away." Oh, by looking at me, you can't tell somebody. By looking at me, tell them, say, "By looking at me, you can't tell. I got some stuff underneath, but glory be to God, I got benefits, and I ain't worried about what you think." Oh, hallelujah. He said he forgive all thine iniquities. Yes, he does. He forgives. And then it says he heals all thy diseases. Now, some people think that that only means that if you get a sickness disease, but it also means anything that diseases you, anything that takes you from being at ease, he says that he fixes it. God will fix the problem. I wish I had somebody in the house. God will fix the problem. The Bible even tells us that if we cast our cares on him, he will care for us. In other words, the word care is provide. If we cast it on him, he'll provide a solution. He'll provide a fix. I wish I had somebody. You know how it is when your computer, when your little computer, your phone, when it has a problem, there's always something that they give you, an update to fix it. I wish I had somebody. Many times we don't come get the update. God has given a word on Sunday so that you can get an update to fix all your bugs, all your problems, whatever causes a malfunction in your system. God said, I got a patch for that. I got an update for that. I got something that'll fix it, but you got to download it. And that's the problem. We don't like to download. We need to download his word. We need to download his praise. We need to make sure it's in us. Amen. We need to make sure that we allow it to operate. It's there for us, but you got to click on it. I wish I had somebody that said, I got to click. I'm going to click right here. I'm going to click right here, and I'm going to let this download. And guess what else you got to do? Once you click it, you got to give it time. It said, and it'll tell you, you may not be able to use this momentarily. It'll take a few minutes, but do you know once you download it, it may take a few minutes. That's why the Bible tells us that we must have patience, because patience brings hope, and we have a hope that maketh us not ashamed. Do I have anybody that say, I'm patiently waiting as this thing is working on the inside? He say it's working on the inside, and so I'm just going to wait till it starts working. Oh, come on and say amen in here. The Bible declares to us in Philippians that he that began a great work in you, that he's able to perform it until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. He fixes it. He fixes whatever causes me grief and strife and stress. And we always say, I'm too blessed to be stressed, but then we really are stressed sometimes. But he'll fix it, and most of the time it's because we don't know how to give it to him. You worrying about it ain't gonna change it. You staying up all night ain't gonna change it. You talking about it to all your friends and your banker ain't gonna change it. I wish I had somebody. Oh, you taking some time off from church ain't going to change it either. Taking time off from work ain't going to change it. But what will change it is you trusting in the Lord with all your heart and leaning not to your own understanding. Amen? He fixes it. He healed it, all our diseases. The one thing about God is that it says he heals. He does not have to be the doctor. I know we always say he's my doctor in the sick room. Ain't nothing wrong with saying that. But more theologically speaking, he's a healer. He doesn't have to practice medicine. He doesn't have to have somebody bestow him a doctor degree. I wish I had somebody. He doesn't need an MD. Amen. Well, maybe he is. He's the master deliverer. I wish I had somebody here. He heals. He can speak a word. The Bible said that he sent his word and what? Healed us. He sent his word and healed us. And sometimes we don't realize he's already sent a word to heal us. We ask, Lord, heal me. And God said, I sent a word for you. But because you can't get that word, you can't let it download. You won't let it populate in your life. You won't let it grow. Then I don't know what else to tell you except hear my word. Amen? When we hear the word of the Lord, and whenever the word of the Lord, you can have a pain in your body and still hear God's word and watch his word work it out in your life. Okay, let me go on here. He said, who redeemeth my life, our life, from destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. When he said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. In other words, he's saying here that I bought your life back from a destruction. I purchased you. You were on your way to a burning hell. You were on your way to be destroyed. You were on your way to nothingness. And I decided, and you didn't decide. I know we thought we decided to make Jesus our choice, but no, he chose us himself. He decided on, he wanted us. The Bible in the Greek word for redemption or redeemed is the word anzagorago, which means that God walks through the mall of souls, and he, better yet, he walked through the wrecking yard of souls, and he saw your life a wreck, and he decided to choose that part because he could use this in his collection. I wish I had somebody. In other words, I know my life was a wreck. I know I was on a way to a burning hell. I'm not going to tell nobody a lie that I was doing good and I was all this and that. No, I thought I knew the Lord, but I really didn't know him because I was doing everything I wanted to do. And then finally he arrested me and he said, look, I'm buying you back. You are not your own. You belong to me and you got to do my way. I wish I had somebody in the house today. We got to understand this. We need to understand that he redeemed. He paid the price for us. And since he paid the price, we owe all to him. And if you don't think you owe him, you just keep on going because payment is going to come one day. I wish I had somebody in the house. But since I owe him, I'm going to start on my payment today by giving my life to him. Come on and say amen. He redeemed my life from destruction. And he crowned thee with what? Love and kindness and tender mercies. He crowns us. And when he crowns us with this, he says, in other words, we wear it like an ornament. We wear it. And you know how it is when, say for instance, when it's some of these ladies' birthday, they put on a little crown nowadays. I seen that on, I believe Facebook, somebody had a little crown on, say, it's my birthday, and they crown it, and you notice the crown, and when you don't even notice that they said it's my birthday, you notice the crown first. And so what he's saying here is that when he crowns you, people notice something about you. They will notice loving kindness. They will notice the grace of God on you. They will notice the favor of God on you. Ever been somewhere, and somebody say, you know, it's just something about you, and you know what they seen? They seen the loving kindness. He crowned you with it. I wish I had somebody. Not only that, but he said tender mercies. And so loving kindness in the Old Testament is grace. He's giving you favor. God favors me. They wondering why I didn't die, because God favors me. They wondering why these things didn't take me out, not come through like I've been through hell, but I came out as pure gold. And guess what? The reason why is because God favors me and he crowns me with grace and tender mercies. In other words, God is not mean to me because I need his grace or his mercy. God is good to me because I need his grace and his mercy. I know somebody in here think that God is standing around the corner waiting on you to mess up so he can say, ooh, I got you. But better yet, let me tell you, God already knows your mess ups. He knows what are your hang ups. He already know what you're going to do for you yet. Do it. If he know what you're going to pray for you yet, pray it. God knows everything. He's omniscient. I wish I had somebody. And since God already knows, he's not trying to catch you doing something wrong, but God is trying to help you to get some things right. He said, I'm giving you mercy. Mercy is what God said. I'm not going to give you what you really deserve, because you really deserve death. You really deserve sickness. You really deserve pain. But I'm going to turn around and give you grace. I'm going to give you what you don't deserve. You don't deserve eternal life, but I'm giving it to you. You don't deserve blessings, but I'm giving it to you. I wish I had somebody here. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He loaded us with benefits. I really should have talked about this part. I was trying to hurry, but when he said he loads us with benefits, the word load in the Hebrew there, it has come from the same word where you get the word camel. And the word camel. Now, when he loads us with benefits, what that means is that just like when a camel can take a load across a desert. Just like he don't need much water and he don't need much food, but he can get the whatever you got to where you need it to be. God say, I don't care if there's a drought in your life. I don't care if there's whatever going on in your life. I'm going to load you up with benefits in spite of. And since God loads us with benefits, he gives us a boatload of things. That was the ships of the desert is called a camel. And so God loads us with benefits so much that you need a caravan. You need some people to help you. I need some help to get my benefits. I need some help because God has blessed me. I need to give some stuff away because God has blessed me. You go in your closet and you tripping over stuff because God has blessed. I wish I had somebody. Oh yeah, I always say let the trash can minister to you, because when you go to the trash can, every day you take that can out, every time you take that bag, I know that if it hadn't been for the Lord blessing you, you wouldn't have nothing to put in the trash. I wish I had somebody in the house. Every time you go to the drop box to drop some old old clothes off or goodwill. Just remember, he loads you up. Don't he load you up? He loads me up. Oh, when he offers you more work than you need, I wish I had somebody. He's loading you up. Whenever he gives you all the overtime, then you don't really want it, but you'll take it because God is loading you up. I wish I had somebody. When he gives you raises, you don't ask for. He's loading you. Lord, have mercy. Y'all making it hard on me this morning. He's loading us up. But then he says, in verse 5, who satisfy my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. He fills me up. He loaded my mouth with, fills my mouth with good things. He fills me with the Holy Spirit, first off. He fills me with peace and with joy. I wish I had somebody. He fills me with love and confidence and faith. He fills me with the fruit of the Spirit. And since God fills me, I'm so happy that he fills my mouth with good things. Because not only does he fill my mouth with all of that, but he fills my mouth with praise. Oh, come on and say amen. I wish I had a few people in the house that say he fills me with praise. Now, let me show you. He said that he fills my mouth with good things. And not only does he fill our mouth with that, but he fills our mouth with the word of God. Is God's word good? Oh, come on, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. I'm about to close. I'm going to get out of here because y'all are just looking at me funny. He says that he fills my mouth with good things. God fills me with the things that I need for the nourishment of my spirit and the nourishment of my life. I wish I had somebody. You got to understand that if God is going to give it, it's going to be a blessing to your life. The Bible says that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. So God's blessing me and giving me is a blessing. It's not a cursing. Come on and say amen. And so God fills my mouth with good things. You know how it is when you drink something and it tastes real good, when it's real hot outside and you got you some good old Kool-Aid. I hope that's your choice to drink. Come on and say amen. And you know how it tastes so good to you and you say, man, that was good. And all you do is you want some more. In other words, God said, I'm filling you with good things so that you would want more, so that you'll have a thirst for me, so that you would hunger and thirst after righteousness, because the Bible said, then you shall be filled with it. I don't know about you. I don't hunger and thirst after other stuff. Some people thirst after gossip, and that's all come out of their mouth. Some people thirst after lies, and that's all they spread and come out of their mouth. But I thirst after the goodness of God. And so if I thirst after the goodness of God, what's going to come out of my mouth is what he put in my mouth. I wish I had somebody. You ain't going to smell nothing else on my breath but God's word. I wish I had somebody in the house today. Oh, what you've been drinking on? What can I smell on your breath today? I smell God's word coming out of your mouth. Do I have anybody? Let me tell you a little bit about this. He said, and so that your youth will be renewed like the eagle. The Bible says that even though the outward man perish, that the inward man, he's renewed day by day. We need to know that the inward man is being renewed, and that's what's being renewed every day. He said, he'll renew your youth like an eagle. If you ask somebody that's a little older, does it feel any different at 50 or 60 or 70 than it did when you were 20? They say, inside, I don't feel no different. Even though my bones don't move like they used to, but I still feel the same as I felt. I wish I had somebody. He renews your youth like the eagles. Now, what it means there is what they call the molting process. When the eagle goes through a molting process. I'm almost done now. When the eagle goes through this molting process, as he get older, because he becomes old and he uses his talons for hunting and his beak for breaking things up and eating, there's some calcium.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship, and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.